Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, two great young guests right there. TJ Bowles, marvelous Ethan Matthews, HWE August Heat tonight at Badger State. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. I think that'll be fun. $10. I mean, yeah. Come on. So
and a great place to go. And
call my brother,
beer.
See if he wants to go.
Jim, if you go, are you going to take the belt with you?
Yeah.
You should.
Walked in with it just over your shoulder even. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I'll be the villain.
I like it. Got a text here. That segment brought back memories as a kid going to wrestling matches at the old Van Dyke Gym on St. Norbert campus and watching Mad Dog Vachon. Too much fun.
Wow. That's old.
Was Van Dyke still in existence when you were there?
Yes. But then it was converted the year I left. Yeah, then that's a great place right now. I'm sure you've been there for the Knights and the Fox.
I never have. And I've always wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad they didn't tear that down. Stories about basketball in that place.
Yeah, right. No, it's a great facility right now, and a lot of events happen there. So Van Dyke Gym, I didn't even know they did wrestling. But anyway, that's cool.
Very cool.
I remember, we didn't get a chance to talk, Scrap Iron Gadaski.
Oh, yeah.
That, in my, I don't know why, but I don't know. He was a competitor, a little guy.
I used to collect old wrestling magazines. And those were always fun. But you could just tell the era of, like, in the early 80s, you'd have the Middle Eastern guy as the villain. Because, we're going against, the Ayatollah type guy. And before that, it was, the Iron Curtain guys.
And the Russian.
The Russian guys. Right. There was always that. And I hate to say it. Then, of course, the Nazi guys. Yeah. But then there was the Japanese guy.
Yeah.
He'd come out with the Rising Sun flag type. And it was so nowadays.
You know what?
What would the term be?
I mean, well, it's pretty cool, though, that...
Stereotyping?
Well, that's okay. I mean, I think that's fun to look back at that and see who the enemy of the country was.
That's what I mean.
There's some patriotism in that whole message there. But, yeah, that would be... Wow. I don't think you get away with some of that either right now. So, anyway.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
That's funny.
Mark Houston in the house.
You bet.
Good morning.
We love Bellin. And you're busy. Thanks for showing up. I know you were working last night. You guys do all the... health, sports. Where were we last night?
I was at Green Bay Southwest. Green Bay Southwest played Appleton East. Great first game
of the
season.
Beautiful night for it.
Oh, awesome night for weather. And it cooled down a little bit.
Yeah.
You hit about 8 o'clock halftime and gets a little cool. It was a little damp and bugs came out a little bit.
But thanks to Bellin, any injuries or were they all trained right? They listened to you?
Yeah, actually, it really wasn't too bad last night. Knock on wood. So
tonight we'll both be at Preble?
Yep, Preble and
Oshkosh West.
Yep. Kickoff of their new stadium.
Yes.
Come out and check out that. If you're not going to see wrestling, come out and see football.
Still something to be said. I've said it a million times. I've covered Super Bowls and whatever. Don't get goosebumps anywhere, anytime, except walking up to a high school football stadium on a Friday night when I hear that band playing.
Yeah, and it's great when it's 80 degrees.
Yes.
When you start a game instead of 40 and raining. So.
Or that... the last game that you and I did and Ted down in... where were we? Ripon. Someplace? And it was like... 20 degrees and like wind chill, and I had to pee the entire game. Remember, I told you that story, Mark.
Or John Kakana and West Appear.
Da!
And it was windy.
That was the one.
And it was pouring rain.
Yes.
Well, that's why you're on TV, so those of us can just sit with pizza and watch you guys.
Absolutely,
and we enjoy that. So,
but it's still so much. But I told you that story. I had to take a leak, and I go to the thing, and it's closed because it's the team's locker room. So it's like, oh God. And I told Mark that, and he goes, the men's room right over there? He's like, oh, I didn't know they had another one. And I didn't have time anymore, and I had to hold it that entire game. When you're cold, you had to hold it.
How do you do that?
Ooh! I had to get a kidney replaced.
But now he's wearing diapers, so that's...
Carry one of those old truck driver things that they used to
that's
have.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mark, we do talk a little bit about health and wellness on this show. We haven't done anything about it, but we do talk.
May I make a statement?
May I make a statement? Yeah, go ahead. You're going to anyway.
About a month ago, I put down the thing, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, what I wanted my target weight to be every Friday. I'm going to weigh it. I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm taking Jim's advice on something. We're only weighing in like once a week. Okay. So it's not as
It frustrating.
Up and down. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's once a week. Yeah.
So every Friday morning, and I'm to try to be 2 pounds down. My goal for this one was 233 a couple of weeks ago. My goal for this one was 226. I was 225.4 this morning.
Congratulations.
So there you go.
His goal, which it won't last, but I mean, congratulations, John.
So 224 is my goal for next week. So by the end of the thing, it'll be 175.
Now that's worth $100.
Is that when you pass away?
Yeah, that's
right. Weeks later or what? You know,
Mark, we were talking, and this is a little bit to do with Bellin. The average age life expectancy for people born in 1960 is like 74, yeah. And so John is on the clock. We're talking about the countdown. What do people do? Because I was reading an article this morning, and it was like, I didn't feel old till, and people say like 70. I mean, I was feeling good, but all of a sudden their body just went to hell at 70, 75. There's just some articles on, I think the question was, you can just send in your information. And the question was, when did you feel old? But I mean, they didn't feel old, which I think is pretty cool that they didn't feel old till they hit 70, 75. Tell me what we can do so we don't feel old.
Yeah, I think some of it just staying active.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this. It's tough in Wisconsin of as it gets colder and then we sit in a sofa or chair and eat and drink and we gain weight and then you start carrying that around 24/7. It's tough. So it's one of those things when you can just, you know, be active. We go back to, it doesn't matter about running a marathon, you know, just walking, go around the block after dinner. It can be cold out. It could have just snowed. Put the boots on. Watch where you're going to walk and walk for 3 blocks.
You know, that is true. Like my brother, he's 80 or 81 whatever, and lives in Tucson. And he literally he walks all the time because you can do it year round.
Yeah.
And that's just part of your lifestyle. And when I was in his neighborhood a couple of years ago, it's like all the guys his age were all thin or normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you drive around, you can tell like who's out for a walk and who has to be out for a walk.
Yeah.
You know,
and
but they're serious and.
They just walk everywhere.
They do.
And, you know, we've talked about this. You know, I'm trying to lose weight, too. And I go around the neighborhoods, and my wife will say, you see anyone? And some nights, there's a lot of people out walking.
Yeah.
And then there's some nights, it's just kind of like, wow, it's a nice night. And then there was no one out, you know, and you kind of wonder why.
Yeah.
But it's it does get tough. I mean, my wife said, what are you going to do when it gets colder? Bundle up and gloves and hats.
Yeah.
And as much wonderful physical equipment they've got these days. Like yesterday when I went for a nice long walk and everything versus going inside on a treadmill someplace, it's like, that's drudgery. Well,
I think we've talked about this sometimes, you know, because, walking on a treadmill is tough.
Yeah.
Or running, I don't care what it is. You know what some people do? And my dad used to do this. Go to the mall. And just walk before.
Yeah, those mall walkers. Because,
you know, and same
airports.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing, Or Home Depots, that kind of stuff. Just walk in the aisles. But it gives you kind of that environment where it's the same environment. You have a flat surface. You.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you're just staring straight ahead.
Right.
You know.
Just watching the clock.
Yeah. That's right. That's true. That's true.
Wow. That's. So I had a dream that I was running a half marathon. And we talk about health and wellness all the time. And then I Googled. I'm like, what does that mean? You know? And I was hoping they were going to say, you're right at the point of, you know, getting healthy, you're making a mental commitment. And it was a half marathon. It was pretty cool. But anyway, but it means, you know, you're anxious, you're competitive. You don't think you're going to win. I don't know. It wasn't what I was hoping the dream was. But anyway, the fact that
did you do this?
I dreamt it, John.
No. Where'd you find that out? I'd love to.
I just Googled, what does it mean when you run in your dream?
Oh, okay.
And not run, but when you run a race in your dream. Because running is totally different. Run a race. Yeah, I just wanted to find out. I did that this morning.
I didn't try to do that.
Anyway.
You know, I didn't know there was like a site.
If you dream, you can lose that.
Right, that's what I'm looking for.
I think the other thing is, marathons, even half marathons used to be the big thing to do.
Yeah.
Triathlons. A lot of people, it's like, you don't need to do that. Try to sign up and do your 5K. There's so many 5Ks that are done. Man. You know, around town, sign up,
Packers,
do a 5K. You could probably between now and I'll say November 1st, I bet you could find 10 different 5Ks.
And fall is a great time.
You can walk, you can run, you can do whatever, but start with a 5K. That's 3.1 miles.
And sign up now because then you got the commitment. You paid your $20, $25, and it goes to a charity, which is very cool.
Yep.
So,
yeah, okay. I saw a guy that was like kind of a me the other day walking. And maybe he did it. But he had a marathon T-shirt on.
And his kids bought it.
I would have bet a lot he didn't give me that.
John, you sound like my wife, because I'll share you with this is our former CEO George Kerwin.
So
George gave me a Boston Marathon jacket.
Oh, he did a lot.
And I think this happened on our honeymoon, or maybe it was quickly after we got married. And my wife used to be a runner before she had her cardiac issues, and she used to not like it when I would wear that jacket because she's like, "You didn't run in that marathon," and I'm just like, "Hey, it was given to me, you know." Right. But
that's like me wearing a T-shirt on the back says "Security," you know. Like, you never did that. You're right, I didn't. But cool shirt. That signing up for those
5K race
for 5Ks. I think that's a really, really good idea to do. And you're like, it's not impossible. You can walk that. People who run, though, and do you remember a couple of years ago they brought this runner in and he was called a penguin, and he just ran like you do, John, just like back and forth and not any real strides. But he ran a marathon, and he's like, his point was that anybody can run. So George Kerwin, you know, he ran, but he ran a little slower.
Okay. I told you my issue, one leg is like half an inch shorter than the other, and that's why I waddle.
Well, you gotta go get a shoe for that.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying it's a physiological thing.
You know
what's embarrassing?
What?
I gotta be honest. You know what's embarrassing? And this happened to me yesterday walking. Lady, I hear somebody talking behind me. This lady's on her phone and she passes me.
Blows
me. It's like, how slow am I going?
She's talking on the
phone.
She's
doing business on her phone. She's like,
not even thinking of walking.
No.
Yeah, that hurts.
Get the
earbuds.
I think the other big thing is, you know, if you really want to look at that from the, you know, seeing and what's out there, go to a marathon. That'll shock you everyone's not that slim and fit.
Oh, yeah.
It's
they're five-hour marathoners, but they run it.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like everyone can do these things.
All right. That's it. You guys were signing up.
Mark Hewson is in the house. Bell in sports medicine. We got a lot more to talk about with him. Back after this. Friday morning, we are with Mark Hughes and Bell in Sports Medicine. We've got Terrible Teddy Stefaniak coming up, talking about our high school football showdown tonight. We've got former Green Bay Packer and Lakeshore native Don Davey coming up for a Burkle's One Block Over Football Friday segment. And we've got a phenomenal singer coming up, entertainer Aaron Krebs, with Dennis from the glam band Wait Until You Hear Her. Got a text here for a professional communicator. John seems to make up a lot of words.
Yes, he does. Thank you, new listener.
Mm-hmm. Got a thing here from my buddy Mike. He is listening loud and clear in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, that's nice.
He's this guy's something else. He's going out to, he's at mountain climbing school out and doing those things. It's like, you know what I'd like to try though? Oh, I got to ask you a question. So you said you rappelled in our OTC.
Yes.
I was watching a thing, Army Ranger training. They're up on the high wall, but they're running straight down. Did you do that?
No, we just...
Have you ever seen that?
Yes. We just jumped and then you went down.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Typical.
But I've never seen that before where they... Have you ever seen that, Mark?
John, you want to try it?
No. But does that look scary?
Yeah. No. I would not. That would not be my thing.
That's the reason I didn't become a ranger.
Okay.
Explained it all.
Yeah.
So, Mark, how are the students looking? Do you assess it year by year? Do they look healthy this year? Healthier because of all the work you've put into it? Or is there an ebb and flow of this? This year we had, injuries this year? We didn't. Or tell me, is it the trainers at you? Or is it the kids? Is it the?
Oh yeah, I think it's a combination. I think it's parents. It's you know, did the parents get the kids out of bed this summer? Did what did the coaches and what did their strength coaches, did they engage the kids on? You could have done a ton of things with weights, but you did nothing with speed. And let's just pick on football, but you could say cross country, and you're going to say, man, they look slow out here. So it's a combination of weights. It's a combination of diet. It's a combination of sleep. The kid's like, man, those kids look like they're sluggish. Well, yeah, they've been on the computers till midnight or 1 a.m., right. Or on their phones. So it's a combination of it all. I think, food you eat before, and it's not the food you eat at 4 o'clock today to play in that football game. What did you eat at lunch? What did you eat for breakfast? What did you eat last night for dinner? It's a combination of all those things, and that's what, makes the big difference.
You talk about how things have changed over the years. So in Jerry Kramer's book, they always talk about for their pregame, they'd have steak. Yep. They have a big steak, which in retrospect is about as bad of a thing you could have, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it all depends on, what event you're doing and when you're doing it.
Yeah.
And steak will give you energy, though. But it's
hard to digest it.
Exactly. That's where sometimes you got to look of, how are you digesting it, and what's the nutritional factor that's in it? We were just talking about, quick little delicious burger or sandwich at 9:30 at night
during the break,
and they're gone.
I'm bragging about how I'm losing weight, eating good, and I stopped at the gas station last night for something, and it smelled so good, and I just had to.
Yep.
And I thought, I'm going to confess. I'm literally going to confess to Mark.
That's nice.
But how many times it is okay? So, John, you could be the perfect example of, you do a lot during the week, and then we go to a game at night, and you smell the concession stands, and you're like, oh, I'm going over there to get...
I will have two hot dogs tonight
exactly,
at Rebel.
And it's one of those things. And sometimes it's then after you get done working, and you're driving home like, hey, I've got a 15-minute ride, and it's quick and easy.
Yeah.
Last night, I think I've gotten a better habit. I put a water in my truck before I left. So I knew I could just drink water on the way home. And I think that's a big thing, because I used to be the one that would stop and grab a Diet Coke and probably a candy bar or whatever.
I gotta say this. I used to drink lots of diet. I still do. I drink too much. But, boy, they're coming up with theories that even though it doesn't have calories, there's a lot of bad stuff in there for you.
Soda.
Diet soda. Oh, yeah. It's diet soda.
Right.
Wow.
I think that was a good marketing ploy, but I'm not sure that really affects the diet. It's not good for your teeth. That's what dentists say all the time.
I think some of the biggest things now with that, just do water. Grab a bottle of water. I think the other thing is, I realized in my truck, you take some of these insulated mugs and you just put ice in them, and it will melt some. But
become your water.
If it's always there, how do you make it accessible? Not to pick on some of these stores, but they're so accessible. You can pull in any time and grab them. That's why it's easy. You can go in and out and be back on the road, and that's what's tough. Yeah. So if you can have the water and say, I'm not going to get off.
I'll tell you something else, though, too. I mean, you can, and this is what I do. I use tap water, and I reuse, soda bottles or whatever, and you buy that, the squirty stuff, like I said, and you can buy some real healthy type stuff like that. So that you can probably get 20 bottles out of. The tap water is free. That exact same thing would be $3.50 at a lot of stores for one bottle.
Exactly. So and you bought that little box with 20 packages for $4.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, and having that flavor a little bit is a big thing.
Big thing for me. I gotta have that.
Yep. Yeah, and what you said earlier about the exercise, it doesn't really cost money to be healthy in this country. I mean, the sidewalks are good. The water is nothing's free, but I mean the water's there, and you don't have to spend a some people go out and get a personal trainer for $90 a week, three times a week.
You know anybody?
Jim.
And it does nothing for him. If the guy would just walk around and eat healthy, he could save himself $9,000 a year.
But Jim, and that's all good to have personal trainers. I think it's awesome. Think about it, though. You could go take a milk jug and save those, fill them up with water or sand or whatever, and use those as weights. It's not about spending the money. Start small. Just try to be creative with it.
I'll tell him that at 10 o'clock.
I know a guy, though. He was a wrestler, high school wrestler, down in Flint, Michigan. Disadvantaged, whatever. And went to do a story on him one time in his garage. And he had taken two coffee cans and filled it with sand. and just a pipe and with like twine.
Really?
And that was his weights. And this kid was built like you can't believe.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'll never forget that. Coffee cans filled with sand.
Yep. Some people use PVC pipes and fill them with sand and put the ends on, and it's just a body weight.
Yeah.
But if, yeah. And if people want to buy, make an investment, and you're kind of saying it's not necessary, but if they want to, there are a lot of people who maybe buy a piece of equipment and don't use it, and it ends up on Marketplace. Yeah. Some of those free weights are super, super cheap. Like some of them, you pick it up, she just wants it out of the house, you know?
Yeah.
What's one of the biggest jokes is you buy the treadmill and it's for your, you know, drying rack.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
But I think, you know, this is a great time of year we're getting into. I mean, now's, you want to get addicted to walking, now's the time. It's not too hot. Correct. It's like the leaves are going to be changing pretty soon. And yeah, this is the time to get your habit going.
Yep. And, you know, right around your neighborhood.
Right.
2, 4, 6 blocks. Find a park that you can walk around. Right. A lot of them have trails. We've got a trail literally probably 100 feet from here. It's free to use it.
Right.
Love it. Well,
walking is free.
Yeah,
it's free. Bikes, you guys.
Sorry.
John.
Sorry. I got yelled at by Tracy Flukey last night because I complained about that. So I'm backing off, Tracy. Mark, one other thing, though, with high school sports starting up again tonight. I just want to say all the admiration I have for the dedication these kids have and these coaches have. Friday nights are fun, and the lights are on, and the band is playing, and the pom-pom girls are out there. No one knows with the parents, with the kids, with the coaches, with people like yourself, what it's taken to get to these Friday nights to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. The last 2 weeks have been tough, you know, and
the weather.
Some of them, they may be getting up at 6 o'clock and starting at 7. You go till noon. A lot of times in it. So it's when they finally get to the Friday night lights.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, it wouldn't be there without Bellin too. I mean, there's just a whole lot of stuff that when you get on, when you show up there, it's like the players, but there's been training, there's been coaching, there's been, you know,
when you pull back the curtain.
Right. It's all there. Wow.
All right. We got Teddy coming up. Teddy Stefaniak coming up. Stick around, Mark, all right?
Okay.
Back after this.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, with our very special guest from Bellin Sports Medicine, Mark Hewson. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments. Offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Love them.
Where is my man, Terrible Teddy Stefaniak?
Hello, boys.
Hello, Teddy.
Hello, Ted.
Buddy.
Ready to go. Can you believe it? First night of high school football.
Unbelievable. We got Mr. Houston here to join us.
Yes.
He'll be with us tonight as well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Ted, Johnny says you get pretty excited this time of year. You looking forward to it?
Well, he gets pretty.
Isn't it the best time of the year?
Yeah.
It's like Christmas morning.
That's awesome.
I told him, you get a little tense this time of year at times, Teddy. I'm trying to be kind.
It's a tense Christmas.
Yeah.
Now we're putting all the final touches on getting ready for our first broadcast of the night, Oshkosh West over at Green Bay Preble. So, yeah, we've got the crew in place. We've got everything set up. Our sponsors are ready to go. Of course, Mark knows all about that. And we'll have our first football game tonight on Sports Showdown presented by Bellin Health.
Isn't that great? Ted, we were just talking earlier about the work that goes into this production. I mean, a lot of us just order a pizza and sit down and watch the game, and I enjoy that. But there's just a lot that goes into it, and just on behalf of all the fans that are going to be watching you on TV tonight, thanks for doing that, because it's just great. And everybody loves high school football, some more than professional, you know, because they know the people on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate that, Jim. And you're right. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes. We've got great folks. Kyle Spolstra, one of our producers, and Will Bartel is our director this year. A lot of people put in a lot of work trying to get ready for this first game tonight, and you know, trying to make this production special every single week. It's an opportunity for these kids a lot of times to be the first and only time
right
on live over the air TV. So you know, we know it's a special event for those kids, those families, that community, that school district. So we try to, you know, take that into mind and make it a special event every time we go on the air.
So what time do we tune in? Because do you do a little pregame show?
So our games always start at 7 o'clock, usually on Friday nights. Tonight we'll be on Friday night. Next week we're doing a special Thursday night game because we've got Kimberly visiting Bayport on Thursday night. But tonight it's on Friday, and most weeks we are on Friday nights, and that starts at 7 o'clock. We really don't have much of a pregame show anymore. It's typically 3 minutes. Tonight we're going to have a little longer pregame show due to the fact that Green Bay Preble is having a rededication ceremony for their stadium and their field. So a little bit longer tonight, but we go on the air tonight at 7 o'clock on WACY TV 32, and you can also see that on our website, NBC26.com/showdown.
Now, with all these renovations, actually some new product as well with these stadiums, do they treat you guys all right? Are your booths a lot better? You got an indoor, you got a chef standing in the corner like the Packers, indoor bathrooms.
The finest hot dogs and soda. The schools always take care of us. We appreciate, you know, we talk about the work that goes in behind the scenes here. You know, you guys were just talking about everything that goes into what the kids, the coaches, the trainers, everyone involved getting ready for this first night. In your last segment, you were talking about that, but it's also the schools, the athletic directors and the teachers and the staff and the people that are volunteering to run the concession stand. So many people, and it does take a full community to pull these off.
Yeah. I'll tell one thing, and Mark kind of pulled back the curtain on something. You know, you and I'll do a game, and it's like, it was a little chilly up here, wasn't it, tonight? Or a little so-and-so. And then we're leaving. See you guys. And here's our crew out there. Pouring rain, windy, wrapping up cables, doing whatever. Mark already told that story.
Yeah, no, you guys do a great job. But I said it's all behind the scenes that are out there 2-3 hours beforehand, 2 or 3 hours afterwards. So that's a long day for them. And everyone can sit home and watch a game, you know, in the ease of their chair and in the warmth.
Yeah, and thank you again for that.
Ted, one thing, though, about high school football, and I told Mark, and you and I have both had similar careers in TV or whatever, and we've covered Super Bowls and everything like that, but there truly is, I'm not trying to sound cheesy or corny, literally goosebumps at times on Friday nights when you're walking up to that stadium and the band comes marching in and that all the parents are excited and they're wearing their kids' jerseys, and that's something special, isn't it, though?
It is, and it's, you know, unlike a lot of other sports where you're playing it, you know, probably multiple times a week on different nights during the week, you know, you can typically count on a Friday night during the high school football season, such a short season, and every game means so much.
So
we know the lights are going on Friday night, and that's your night, and that's the night to come out and support your team and your community.
No, and I'll tell you what, the fan support at some of these places is incredible, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing what we have tonight at Green Bay Preble and some of the new things they have going on over there as well. Hoping for a great turnout. If you're listening, if you're in the area, if you're from Oshkosh West, make the trip up. It's going to be a fun night tonight.
And next week, not a bad matchup.
It's going to be all right. Visiting Bayport. You know, these two teams met in the regular season last year as well, which is a non-conference matchup. So that was unusual last year. Great matchup. You love to see two power teams like that get an opportunity to meet because in the past, you were hoping that they would meet at some point in the playoffs, and that didn't always happen. So when you can get two powerhouses like Bayport and Kimberly going head-to-head early in the season, that's pretty special.
I think what is great about the sports, and even, and this has been from 40 years ago, the school spirit, I just love seeing that when the student section, I mean, nobody does it better than Madison, but I mean, high schools, the Jets were pretty good. I mean, we had a pretty good section. We had a good pep band playing.
What was your, like, give me like your chant or something like that.
Oh, man.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Anything like that? Were you up there doing that?
No, because when we were losing, it was always ACT.
Catholics versus convicts. Catholics versus convicts. Did you do that sometimes? No? Okay.
But anyway, I just think that, you know, tonight is, like, you're excited as you guys, you know, doing the game on the air, and Mark's looking forward to this because of all the work they've done with keeping they're getting the students healthy and trained. But I just think it's good for the schools that these kids get together and really...
You just brought up something I want to touch on. Ted and I have been amazed at this at times. Kids will get hurt, and they get to that sidelines, and it's almost like an NFL game with the people that your people Oh, and their trainers get on them, and these kids come back in those games, huh, Ted? I mean, there have been several times where we thought, well.
Sometimes they try to get back in the game.
That's true,
yeah,
too.
They won't let them. Yeah. That's right.
And the trainers do such a good job. I mean, safety is first and foremost. You know, we love the Friday nights. We love seeing the kids out there. But, you know, the kids' safety is always first and foremost. And I know, you know, Mark and his staff and the trainers around the area do a really good job of keeping an eye on kids. If maybe they take a hard hit, so, you know, check them out, make sure they're all right before they go back in, and make sure that, you know, they're not doing more damage if there is any damage.
Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity. And heck, trust me, I'd rather stand on the sidelines covering a game and saying, you know what, I never had to do anything and I got paid to watch, you know, a great sporting event. But it doesn't always happen. But, you know, looking forward to tonight.
What game was one of our late games last year, Ted? The quarterback, like, hurt his ankle or something. We thought, wow, that's it. He's gone. I want to say it was deep in the playoffs.
That was Kekana game. That was Kekana at Ripon.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
and we all thought that kid's done.
Yeah. Missed a series, maybe?
Yeah, and
Mark could speak
couple series. To the different injuries. I mean, a head injury compared to can you walk off an ankle injury, you know, trying to play through pain or try to play through concussion. They don't allow play through concussions anymore.
Do they have those protocols? Do you guys? What do you do?
It's definitely changed. Yeah, it's no more just putting two fingers up and saying, how many do you see? You know, yeah, there's a lot of different, you know, more assessments and it just, again, Ted said it, it's for the safety of the kids.
Right.
We have more knowledge of, you know, what's going on with the kids. And you go to sometimes games and a kid's laying there and not moving, and then all of a sudden he pops up.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, geez.
Thank you.
Right. But it doesn't matter if it's football, if it's basketball, if it's soccer.
But you said something else about being on the sidelines. Even for high school football these days, you go stand on the sidelines one of these games, you will be shocked at how big these kids are.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be shocked at how hard these kids hit.
Yeah, you hear the sounds. Oh. And if I tell you what, if they're coming at you, you better be careful.
That's what I mean. Yeah. But you have to be on the sidelines to almost appreciate that. But, Ted, like when we're before the games, you know, we go try to say hello to the players. And, I mean, you're a big guy. You're 6'6 or whatever, so you're eye-to-eye with them. But some of these offensive linemen, I mean, when we both started covering the Packers, they're literally – bigger than the NFL offensive lineman, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, and you pointed that out, you know, many times where we see high school football team offensive lines larger than the offensive lines that Larry McCarron played on for the Packers.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, 6'5", 305, you know, whatever. I mean, crazy and athletic.
Yeah. I said they're not as they're big, but they're athletic. They're fast. They can move.
So, Ted, how do you
And it's the training. I mean, and Mark knows this from Bell and Health, Titletown. I mean, the things that the kids are able to do year-round now for movement and strength and twitch muscles and all these things that they're working on year-round instead of just showing up at training camp, you know, for 12 weeks out of the year. These kids are working year-round to get bigger, stronger, faster.
I've been working on my twitch muscles.
You have been? Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him in action tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Ted, John's going to be up in the press box like lightning speed tonight.
Hey, you know what my goal is? My goal is to be able to keep my shoes on for every game this season.
That's all of our goals,
I was going to say, yeah. Everybody in the booth, that's their goal.
My gout was so bad. Remember my gout was so bad that one night I couldn't wear my shoe? God. I had to go walking through the stands with one shoe in my hand. And then before I got my artificial hip, remember, Ted, sometimes you would almost have to, like, help me down the stands. Remember that?
Yep, I do remember that. And you're all ready to go? You're ready, you know, 100% heading into the first game?
Oh, he's at his goal weight?
Absolutely.
He's good.
I have an idea. We got to get all the people who have been partners with John. Jim, you've got to be on there. Ted, you've got to be on there. We just all sit around and tell our best John Minos story.
Get McCarron on there. McCarron always tells a story working in the same office with Minos, like working with a rodent.
Yeah. That is called a roast.
Yeah. So. Got a thing here. Good to hear. Teddy, thanks for your commitment to high school sports. That's from Terry. And then I got a question here for Mark, because this was something that Jim said the other day that was disgusting to a lot of people. Mark, thoughts on eating peanut shells, healthy or completely disgusting?
Oh, that wasn't disgusting. I think I won the poll.
Oh, okay.
Mark, baseball.
Yeah.
1 o'clock game. In Milwaukee, I was going to call it Brewer Stadium, but they don't call it that anymore. American Family Field. Guy buys you a bag of peanuts. You're going to open them up like some or are you going to just eat them with the shell?
Yeah. No, I'm not eating the shell.
You're no. playing it all off yeah. to be like, well, no, of course I'm eating the shell.
Jim, nice build-up. Yeah. Way to Jim, lead the witness, but it didn't
Jim,
work.
Jim, I am not eating that shell, but it's – but I know there's some people that will eat everything. Same thing with seeds.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Sunflower seeds. For baseball, yeah. I don't eat the shell. There's some people that eat everything. And you, no.
Yeah. Thank you.
What, do you throw the bun away, too?
Well, the problem is healthy – or completely, what do you guys think?
Disgusting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, hey. I wouldn't say it's not healthy.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you.
Ted, you announcers, I mean, you're all homies because.
Like you announcers.
Well, no, I'm just saying you guys homies. Are all. Well, you are.
I love it when a 65-year-old white guy uses the word homies.
But you are. It's not like we're playing somebody from out of state or like you keep your composure. I mean, you don't have to tell me. You won't tell me anyway, but I'm sure you have some favorites after all the years of doing this. And I don't know where your kids went to school. That's not important. But boy, I tell you, I would have a hard time.
We don't. We just want a good game. It's like when that's you have Crystal. Said that we just want a good competitive game.
Remember we were talking to that guy who covers high school. From the press
Gazette. Yeah, Scott Fenton.
And he just said, I asked him that too, because I've seen him at games, and it's like the guy shows no emotion. I'm like, is he watching this game? But how do you, I couldn't do that, but you want to just comment on your.
I mean, no, I mean, we don't necessarily, we're not cheering for a single team, like John said. I mean, you're really hoping, and unlike Scott, I mean, we are emotional. I mean, we're into every play. We want to see the great play. We want to see the great tackle. We want to see the long run or the long pass. It's just the excitement of every play and how the kids react. You're feeding off how the kids are reacting. You're
that's
feeding
cool.
off how the crowd's reacting. And if you have that emotion in the game, that's all we're looking for, is just to be part of something. Because we're at different schools every single
right.
week. So, and that's the fun thing, to see how different schools, how different teams react. And every
Teddy,
team's going to be a little
hang
different.
Hang on. We got to set a quick break, Teddy. We're going to keep you back. One minute back, okay?
Sounds good.
Teddy Stefaniak with us. Back right after this.
YouTube Premium is ad.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. As I mentioned, Mike is listening loud and clear in Cheyenne, Wyoming. If anybody else is out there at different places, let us know. We'd like to know where we're reaching. We are with Mark Hewson from Bellin Sports Medicine and Ted Stefaniak. We've got Sports Showdown tonight on Channel 32. And Teddy, we're talking about here about the, Jim was mentioning about behind the scenes type things about the schools, and the reporters for NBC 26, the local community reporters, have done a nice job with halftime features and things like that. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. I mean, in the last couple of years, taking advantage of what they do with their these reporters being embedded in these communities, we have them go to the schools and do features on the schools. So that brings a little different look than what we're doing in terms of the game. At halftime, we're able to talk to these reporters who have been in the community that week, talking to the players, talking to people in the community about the game. So it's made a big difference and gives us a little different look at the school or the community that we're covering on any given night.
I think that's awesome for the fan, for the people, for those of us at home watching that, to get a little
bit behind the scenes. Because it is a whole community thing. It's not just a football game.
Right. And then I think it's just important that, you know, some people, you know, you hear people might be a little bit critical of it's all football. But these are good students. You know, we had a coach in here yesterday and talking about
Kakana girls basketball.
And those kids are all just, they're all mad. They're going to Madison. They're going to Wake. They're just bright kids. And
bilingual business major who's got, you know,
in economics
40
and,
college
yeah,
credits already.
That wasn't you, John, huh?
No. I asked him. Yeah. I said, have you had advanced general math? Are you prepared
and
then, for
English and Uper.
And they were.
That was my foreign language.
I don't know if they were nervous. There's four girls, and they're sitting kind of behind us a little bit, and when John told him his GPA, they all laughed out.
They
really
were still laughing at Campbell. And the thing is, I was kind of proud of it.
275.
Yeah.
And, they
So I wrote it off to 2.6. What were you, Mark?
Yes, wait a second.
It was above 2.75.
Yeah, it was? Okay.
I think,
well, maybe
yeah,
I had harder classes.
Was, and it was on a curve, John. You were down at the 2.75.
All right.
Anyway, but I think that's cool that you get behind the scenes, not just football. And just to remind viewers once in a while that, you know, these are good students. I mean, this is, you know what I mean? I think sometimes people think in the old days maybe they weren't.
Totally agree. Totally. That's the truth.
But I think that's what you guys kind of brought Madison. It up of. Athletics is one thing, but it's cool to tell the stories of all the opportunities that these kids have and that they take advantage. Because, back in the day, I mean, I'm 50. So it's a lot of kids, you played sports, and that was a big part of it. Now they play sports, and they're in the play, and they're doing this healthcare academy, and they're doing volunteering. Correct. So it's like, they have eight things, and they're still the stud on playing.
And you should see some of the schools these kids. Like Ted does a great job talking to the coaches about what schools are recruiting these kids. I mean, you would be shocked at the prestigious schools, even if they don't play football, that some of these kids go to. Isn't that the truth, Ted?
Schools and military academies.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you name it. And that, you know, one thing you left out there with all the things the kids are doing, they're also working on college credit classes, classes, and racking up college credit in high school too. So, I mean, a lot of these aren't just your regular high school classes; they're college level classes.
I was talking to this kid at the homeless shelter. He was volunteering there, and kids from Bayport. This guy was from East Appier, and loves baseball. And he was into, like, I don't know, at least a year of school he shaved off
because
of college credit. A year.
Well, think how much money that saves.
Yeah, and it's two savings. It's a savings economically, but it's also the opportunity cost. He can be working when these kids are spending money. So he just a very, very bright kid.
Okay, who is the kid we had at the golf tournament that we worked at? Remember that? He had like 50 college credits or something.
Yeah,
he's going in as like a college junior.
Right, yeah.
He hopes to have his master's. Waiting like 2 years.
Surprised we could communicate with him.
Yeah. And he's on the golf team and whatever. It's like, wow. How do these kids come out these days?
Yes.
Wow. Mark, I just have to ask you. Ted and I were talking, we're joking around a little bit about it, but with the size. But why are people so much bigger these days? Why are high school athletes so much bigger in 30 years?
Training, you know, I think.
But that doesn't do anything for height, does it? I mean.
Well, no. I mean, I think
Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah. You take the big.
Don't say that.
They're stretching them out, John.
He got John. He lost his job for that, so be careful.
All right.
No, I think, yeah.
That's just because you take the big Youper woman, the big Youper guy.
Genetics,
they're both
John.
Tall.
Genetics.
They're both 6'5". You know? Yeah. You take that farm girl. And,
she quit smoking when she was pregnant.
Okay, Jimmy. Right. Okay, see ya.
Sorry. Hey, it's been a great career.
That was it, too.
That was it. All right.
He felt pretty.
All right. Well, Teddy, listen, we're going to let you go, buddy. Once again, tell us the time and everything tonight.
You bet. 7 o'clock tonight, WACY TV 32. We've got the Sports Showdown presented by Bell & Health. Oshkosh West, the Wildcats, visiting the Preble Hornets in Green Bay. Looking forward to that one. Hope to see it. You can see it on TV 32 or also streaming on NBC26.com/showdown.
Outstanding. Wow. I can't wait, Teddy. It's good to be back.
Looking forward to working with you again, John. Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
See you tonight.
Thanks, brother. Take care. Ted Stefaniak joining us once again. High school football starting here with our telecast tonight. Mark, once again, you guys, how did you guys, I mean, you guys could just hang your hat. I don't know, we're the Green Bay Packers or the whatever. How did you guys decide, you know what? We want to go grassroots with local sports.
Yeah, it's something we actually haven't done a lot with. And we had that opportunity with Ted and I don't know, we're 5, 6, 7 years in. And we've added to it, but I think it's opportunities, you know, and it goes back. It's not as much as we come from the athletic side, but it's showing all the other things that you can do of, you know, how can we help people with health? How can we, if it's diet, if it's psychology, whatever it is, just trying to put that opportunity. Talking about the college opportunities, you know, we're doing a lot more with that of, we want kids to come back and become a nurse or a doctor.
I was
going to
say,
psychologist.
It's amazing how many. I talked to one of your doctors about this one time at halftime or whatever, and it's amazing how many of these athletes now get exposure to what you guys do, and how many of those athletes then, and these really good students, then want to go into that.
Right.
Yeah.
That trade.
How many people?
And it's growing.
How many people end up tearing an ACL and say, I ended up becoming an athletic trainer. I ended up becoming a physical therapist or a surgeon because they knew nothing about it, but they unfortunately got injured, but they said, hey, this interests me. Yep. And they go into it, and it's awesome.
I think it's fantastic. You think I would have been good at that?
At what?
A trainer, physical trainer stuff. Help physical things.
How much time we got?
Yeah, short.
Running short here. Dennis is in the bullpen.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyhow, let's talk something that's really interesting.
Mark, it's always great having you here.
Thanks, guys.
Mark, I don't know if you're listening earlier, but you know, it's you always come and talk about health and wellness. Can you get over this Barbara Eden being 93? I just, that's a shocker. I don't know. She must have gone to Bellin or something.
You've had a thing for her. You've mentioned her before. We got to set our break. Don Davey, former Packer, coming up. Stay with us.